This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. We are talking about Gojek. Are Malaysian motorists ready for Gojek? It was only last year that Anthony Loke said Putrajaya did not intend to legalise motorcycle ride-hailing services anytime soon to protect the safety of riders and passengers. Turns out that analysis found that the risks of motorcyclists being involved in fatal accidents was 42.5 times higher than that for buses and 16 times higher than that of cars. Yesterday, though, Gojek got the green light. They will be coming ahead. We don't know when it's coming in to be implemented. We asked you guys for feedback. We've asked for WhatsApp, Twitter, and Insta stories. We've had a bunch. Where are we going to go first? Let's go to Twitter first, Arv.
Yeah, so this comes from Eric J, who says, yes, it's time. It's time for Gojek. Ming says, good to shake up Monopoly here, but I don't think I'll take the bike too close for comfort. Also dangerous. I hope they introduce Gojek car just like Singapore. And then Carol Wong says, no, please no, from the standpoint of road or motorist safety, not only for the motorcyclists, but for all drivers and pedestrians. Look at the dangerous way motorcyclists and motorists are driving right now.
There you go.
Moving on to WhatsApp, Zerting says, actually, maybe you're not really adding motorcyclists. It's just giving an alternative income for those who already have a motorcycle.
Yep.
But the argument to that is like, you know, just like Grab, you know, the Grab is, you know, used to be the idea, right? You're giving people who already have cars to have extra income.
Yep.
But how many people have actually then gone out to buy cars just to be a Grab, right? So you're adding cars onto the road as well.
Like Arvin's India example told us.
Yeah. And then 4555, number ending 4555, says, while as per YB Said Sadiq says, Gojek will be here to you know, help the youth, but it also could actually probably helping the illegal racers, the young motorbikers who drive dangerously, and also are non-Malaysians allowed to work as delivery riders. Many are working with food delivery companies currently, and are authorities aware, and will they sort of, you know, like take action? There's a lot of people, you know, that are saying about the hygiene factor of this bike ride hailing services, right? And that is basically the helmets, right? So a lot of people sent in their WhatsApp messages saying things like, you know, I just probably have to now carry my own helmet, because could you imagine riding, you know, Gojek with someone else's helmet during peak hours when the sun is glazing at 12 p.m. and then, you know, you get off the bike and then that helmet that, you know, probably the person has been riding.
I hadn't even thought about that until that point.
Yeah, yep. So, and then you pass on to that. I can't even, you know, my brother used to ride a motorbike. I could even use his own, and that is my own brother, like, you know, let alone a stranger. I don't know about the hygiene factor. So, yeah, many more responses, but I'll try to go through them as we go through the show.
I've got one more on Insta story here from Kamal Sheeny, who says, no, most of the food delivery motorists don't abide by the rules. They are frequently seen texting and riding. Okay, that's all the well, we've kind of half caught up with some of the feedback. We need to go through some of the other stuff, but we need to move on to our next story, of course, and it's on the other end of the spectrum.
About driverless buses. So while we're figuring out Gojek over here, Singapore is going to test out their driverless buses starting next week. It's starting a public trial for driverless buses that can be booked with an app, which is part of Singapore's plans to use autonomous vehicles across the country in the near future. And because of how organized and high-tech it is, Singapore has become a good test bed for self-driving vehicles. Their plan is for 4 driverless minibuses that will allow 5.7-kilometer routes on the Sentosa Island from August 26 to November 15 for the public trial. Visitors can use an app on their phones to book the shuttles, which will pick them up and take them to selected destinations around the around Sentosa itself. And for people who don't have mobile phones, they say they can book the shuttles from kiosks on the bus route. So it's a service that leverages on mobile phones, but it isn't 100% dependent on having a mobile phone. If you are someone who doesn't own like a tablet or phone or anything like that, then you can still book these buses using kiosks at these designated bus stops. And knowing Singapore, you know they're going to be a lot of designated bus stops.
Yes.
Yeah, you won't have to walk like 5 minutes before you bump into one. Also, if something wonky happens, they say that there'll always be a driver on board to take control of the bus. So it's not going to become like a movie like Speed, where you have to, you know, control the bus and park it and stuff. If the bus is acting up, then someone's there who knows how to control the...
That's not a bad little job, is it? You know, you're sitting on a bus and it's driving itself, and all you've got to do is sit there and just babysit it.
And make sure nothing goes wrong.
Right. Right.
Yeah. And again, knowing Singapore,
nothing will
go wrong. Mm. So they actually conducted a test on August 20th, so not too long ago, and they got some interesting feedback and results. So they tested two vehicles at a roundabout. It says it had little difficulty and stopped at intersections to allow cars to pass. So all good. No problem. The buses could like communicate with each other. They can work in moderate rain, but they have to stop during heavy downpours, which might be a problem, they say, because, you know, it's a tropical region. We get heavy downpour. It happens like all the time. It's unpredictable. And the company wants to start using the shuttles in a few years' time in other parts of Singapore to transport people from home to subway stations, to the MRT stations and back. It's another sort of component in their public transport system. So they have the MRTs, you got the taxis, you got buses, and now they want to have autonomous buses replacing the normal buses. And besides that, they also have driverless taxis. They say they've been testing it out since 2016. So driverless taxis are a thing in Singapore that's being tested out. And I think their goal is 2022 to have most vehicles in Singapore go completely autonomous.
They even have a place in Singapore, I think it's part of the Polytechnic University in Singapore, where they actually have a test bed, like a mock city. It's really small. It's not like a big city kind of. It's just like a car park lot that they've actually turned it into a place where, you know, all these companies that manufacture driverless technology services can actually test it out, because they've got traffic lights, pedestrian crossing, you know, like a slope, a little bit of a slope, and then it goes downhill. So like, does it actually brake properly? Does it stop for, like, you know, if someone were to run across and stuff? So they have like a really nice test bed for people to try out these services. I know Volvo's part of it, and you know, they're trying out their buses and services. So it's great that, you know, you see, you know, a country like Singapore is looking at solving the last mile issue, because the last mile is a problem that's not just faced by us, but by every single country in the world, right? And there are various different ways of solving it. So one is you get, like, you know, companies like Gojek or Grab, and, you know, your other kind of like the e-scooters that we've seen now recently. I think I've seen more of them now in KL. Or the other way is, like, you know, you put more kind of like a buses that can fit more people around, but you make them autonomous, you make them electric. So in a way, you're saving the environment, but also, you know, you have these kind of shuttle buses that can operate faster, and, you know, it doesn't require, you know, a human to sort of take breaks, you know, maybe because if you have a driver, you know, the driver may need to take a break because of, you know, he's been working for far too long hours, needs to take for lunch break, you know, dinner break. And those are generally the periods where you travel more, because you end your, you know, your working hours during dinner time. So you got to take a bus. But those the time where the driver will also probably, you know, need to do his prayers, his or her prayers, and then also go and get some food. But autonomous don't require that at all, right? So yeah, I mean, great. So I'm excited to see, you know, I've been on an autonomous shuttle bus, but in a controlled environment before. I didn't feel any difference than like a real bus and stuff. It was just smooth and quiet and pretty cool. But it's just a boring ride.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. You know, it's okay having these kind of things, and it's solving the last mile problem. The last mile problem only really occurs, though, when you have good public transportation. You only really need that solution when you have good public transportation. Something like that. We talk about how nice it would be to have it here, and we can't have it here.
Not yet.
It's for us, it's more of like the last 10 miles.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's not the last mile, it's the last 10 miles.
Yeah.
And the solution is buy a car.
Yeah, buy a car.
Just go buy a car. But, you know, we were talking about how, you know, why it's a problem for Gojek to come to Malaysia. And it's because of things like this. Why is it easier for it to happen in Singapore? Because they have the infrastructure. They figured out their public transport.
Smaller.
And they're smaller. And they have their traffic solutions. So they can move on to, like, the next level of, okay, can we bring this tech in or these services in? But we haven't figured out the infrastructure or the roads or the driver ethics yet. And we're already, like, jumping ahead and going, like, okay, let's bring Gojek in. So,
because here we buy cars and then we drive to the MRT or the LRT station and park the car there, and then we get on the public transport to get to our next destination, and then we get a Grab
to go to the third
our actual destination, which is our office, right? So that is our last mile delivery. Like, we buy a car to get to the public transport station.
Just before we wrap up for this segment, do we have any more texts or tweets that we can address?
WhatsApp message, Maggie Beth says, you know, our decision makers have to be better in thoroughly studying, you know, before implementing solution based on trend and popularity. If we're honest with ourselves, Malaysian drivers have a lot of improvement to make when it comes to traffic rule compliances. Otherwise, using services like Gojek could be more exciting than a bungee jump.
That's a very good point.
Very good point.
A sweaty helmeted bungee jump.
Sweaty helmets are still coming in. Also, someone number ending 8797 should look into the root cause before deciding for Gojek. I totally agree with that. Maybe we should do more surveys. Understand. I posted on my own personal Twitter handle and asked Syed Saddiq to actually drive in KL instead of being chauffeured around. I think if more ministers could drive in KL during peak hours to fully understand what the situation is, they would probably have better understanding of, you know, how to kind of solve issues and problems.
Even better, get yourself on a motorcycle and try that.
Oh, no.
Not you. Syed Saddiq.
No.
Funny enough, I used to ride a motorcycle in the UK. I moved here and the second I stepped out on the road, I'm like, there is no way I am riding a motorcycle here. No way. Different world out there. Right, we're going to take a break. Music coming up from the Kings of Leon with Spiral Staircase. If you'd like to get in touch with us before the end of the show, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, Twitter, Instagram, at BFM Radio. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.